Welcome to episode 113 of the Big Podcast. It's him, he.
And it's your girl, CT.
And, bruh, I was just thinking about something when I was, you know, getting dressed, figuring out what I was going to wear today. And I remember, I used to know this guy, and he came to the club with us one night, and he kind of wasn't club attire ready. Mm-hmm. So I loaned him a pair of jeans, right? And I had just bought these jeans today. I bought two pairs of jeans. Mm-hmm. It turns out we went out. We had a great night. But the unfortunate part about that story in my jeans is that he actually got picked up for a murder and was sent to prison. So I never got my jeans back.
Oh.
But how are you?
That's crazy. I'm good.
The first topic I want to talk about is quiet quitting. And we can talk about this now because you don't work at your last job. So let's get into it. Yeah, nigga! It's up.
Up and it's
up. Oh, hold on. You got me messed up. Yeah, you put your drink on your table. See, we got an immaculate setup.
I put it over here because the computer's over here.
You're not about to knock it over. It's cool. You can move back. You know what I'm saying? Like, just watch what you're doing. But I have to have space because I have a whole production over here. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
But I first want to get your definition of it. Because I remember there was a certain point in time when we saw a video about quiet quitting, and Satara said, oh my God, you know what? I think I'm about to do that with my job. It's just so much, and they ask so much for me. I'm just ready to go. And I'm like, really? I don't know if it's even possible for you to do that for the position that you have. How do you feel about quiet quitting now?
I feel like it's only with particular jobs. You get into this mood where you feel overworked. You're noticing you're doing more than the usual, right? And you're like, damn, I don't get paid enough to do all this shit. So
what's the plan when you decide to quiet quit, though? What would you do in that situation?
I would do the bare minimum. It's the bare minimum.
Like, okay. And you say the bare minimum, but I ask, you know, just what my mindset, why would you not just start the track of finding a new job or finding a new path, which you ended up doing? You didn't end up quiet quitting. You weren't happy with the job that you were at. So you decided that you were going to find another situation, a better situation that you would be more happy with. Mm. Now, the difference between your quiet quitting, it was a response to the industry that you were working in changing. There were a lot of layoffs, a lot of cutbacks, a lot of firings.
I started noticing this before I went on maternity leave. There were some people that were terminated. So I noticed it then. I forget how many people there were. I want to say it was about half, a quarter of my team, I would say. And I came back to work. Work was as normal. And then recently this year, that's when I noticed a lot of layoffs. And I remember there was a set of people who were on my team that were low performers. They, however, was working to get better. But all of a sudden, I was notified that half my team was being terminated. And I was a little bit confused because I'm like, these people are working to get better. And then, not too long after that, a couple more people were let go. I'm hearing that it's still occurring. I feel like I got out of there at the right time.
The way that everything's being cut back. Everything's being stepped on. You've talked about the broccoli, the lettuce.
Low quality.
Costs are being cut. Inflation is at an all-time high. Depending on what field you work in, that could affect your field. If you're not working to your full potential, when people are looking to cut ties with assets that occupying space and sucking funds from the building.
Literally.
Quiet quitting. That's what I hear. When someone says quiet quitting, when you talk about having a task to do or a job to do, sometimes things could get hairy if it's looking sticky in the market. That's what happens. If you're just doing the bare minimum in a time like this, that might get you somewhere you don't really want to be.
Yeah.
It's very important, especially if you're trying to break into a new field, that you do what you need to do because you want to prove yourself.
Right.
You want to build a rapport with the people that you work around so that as they move up or as you move up with them, they can put you on the things because they know that you're going to put yourself in the right position to succeed. I guess there was a young lady that went with a group of friends to Mexico, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Video leaked of them jumping the young lady. Allegedly, she broke a couple of bones. They tried to act like she just went missing or got kidnapped.
That's what I got from it.
You plan to go on a vacation. How does it get to the point that two men and one woman is jumping the other person that's on the trip with them? What happened?
I have no idea. I don't understand it.
You don't know who you're meeting. You don't know who you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Especially if you meet somebody through social media or through other people on social media, like a mutual. Like, it seems like a lot of us, we let our emotions dictate what we're going to do in life. Mm-hmm. And especially in our community, when certain things are brought up, it's like, oh, no, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to highlight things that are going to make people look like they're not doing everything that they need to do to be successful in life. We just want to coddle them. Mm-hmm. I'll say it because I see it.
There is a lot of people who are just angry. I don't know why, but it's never right to try to literally kill somebody. It's so sad that I was scrolling on the famous TikTok. Why? Not even a couple of days after hearing about Shanquella, there is somebody recording a video of this girl that just freshly got her ass beat, sitting in a room on a bed somewhere, and this girl's recording her laughing at her. And there's this sound going around on TikTok. It's like, you know, I'm the face of the city. Aha, aha. This poor girl is sitting there. It's another one of those jumping situations. And you're sitting there videotaping her, and then you're posting it on social media, and then you got people in the comments hyping her up. Oh, we need a part two. That shit is so crazy. It's fucked up. We don't fight to fight anymore. We fight to kill, and it's sick. And we've seen it so many times throughout the years. Kanika Jenkins, that whole situation. There was another woman at some kind of party. She ends up dead.
It's rough out here, and I find it better to surround myself with people that are okay with not letting their feelings dictate everything that they say and do, because feelings are really something that you're gonna have to regulate no matter what you're doing in life. Because if you let your feelings dictate the decisions that you make, you're gonna make some horrible decisions. Mm-hmm. You have to be pragmatic, risk-based, and sure that you're doing the most logical thing possible, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We talk about this quiet quitting thing. It's like, bro, if you're not working somewhere to where you're trying to build and you feel like you need to quiet quit, that means it's time for you to build a plan mm-hmm. on how to exit from that job. The thing that I always hear when they talk about quiet quitting is the bare minimum.
Yep.
The bare minimum. If you're going to do the bare minimum, you got to quit, my dog, mm-hmm. because we're in a time frame where, all right, cool, quit. Get your ass fired because we cutting costs. We cutting back.
Yeah.
Men say that it's not the best idea to confide in your woman because if she gets mad one day, she's going to use whatever secret or sensitive topic you told her against you to hurt your feelings.
That is very childish if a woman would try to do something like that. Not every relationship may work out for people. There's gonna be a time in your relationship where you go deeper. You're telling your significant other things that you may have not told your friends. You may have not even told some of your family members because you obviously trust them at that point in time. If things tend to end later on down the road, I don't think it's right for somebody to go out there and then put them on blast. If you do that, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, I think, bro, if you feel like you can't talk to your girl, I don't know if that's the girl for you.
That's fucked up.
Like, honestly, bro, after a certain while, if you have to say hurtful things, like intentionally say hurtful things when you have a disagreement with someone that's supposed to be your partner, that's wild. Y'all probably should find something else to do. The significant other is going to be a pivotal part in your life for the most part, because y'all going to be doing life together. Goddamn me, I don't got no more topics. I ain't really going to hold you. I'm trying to think. We're talking about the whole Nicki Minaj situation. She got kind of mad that her song was like in the pop category. Super Freaky Girl. So I want to listen to this song and I want to have a reaction to it.
Never listened to it.
Do you need to listen to more?
When I first heard a clip on TikTok, I already knew that I didn't want to listen to the whole song. It's not good. I think there's a lot of young people out there that obviously like this song, but it does nothing for me. She had the baby. I don't know if that had something to do with it. She took some time off. There's a lot of competition out here now. A lot of new female rappers. Maybe she doesn't know how to compete with that. I don't know. I know Nicki could rap. Nicki, you could rap. Come on, girl. Like, Seeing Green, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's the type of Nicki we need to come back.
There are a lot of artists that see that the genre has changed and that the genre has become a little bit more eclectic than it was when they were coming up. It's like she's trying to chase a hit by acclimating with this new sound when she has to realize that as far as a female rap goes, she's created the sound.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you know how Lotto, she made that song, which I actually really like that song, that old sound. Nicki tried to do that as well, but failed.
Maybe she can't get to who she used to work with when, you know, she was with Young Money and stuff.
She did a song to Biggie.
That shit wasn't it.
I like that. Oh, we're going to have to listen to that.
What's it called? You don't even know what it's called.
Because it's been so long, babe.
Yeah, but no, because it's not in your playlist.
Because it's been so long.
Seeing Green's in your playlist, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We have
to,
no.
No, we're not listening to it because you don't even know the name of it. That's the point. A lot of these old rappers, they fail to realize that hip-hop, it didn't just kill off all the older rap fans. There are older rap fans. There are people that have been around rap for 20 years. I've been listening to rap for more than 20 years. So if Nicki Minaj was to put out like Seeing Green, I'm sure they didn't record Seeing Green in 2022 or 2020. There's people that want to hear that music. I listen to Styles P. I listen to a Fabulous album. Yeah, I've been jamming that Jeezy album because that's the style that we fell in love with. You can do that. There's artists that have been doing music for 20 years and they're making their best albums now. Alchemist is producing on mad shit. DJ Drama just did Results Take Time with Simba. He did a Dreamville album. You don't even remember that? The Dreamville album.
I remember the Dreamville album.
Bro, it's people out there that are going to listen to this music because you've listened to these people for years. I think y'all should leave the chasing to the people that can do it. If it's something that you're creating, even if you are influenced by something or somebody, you should put your own mix to it, especially if you have the confirmation that people like what you do. They're going to eat up anything Nicki does because the Barbs are crying because she got snubbed, even though she didn't get snubbed, but she's not going to win that pop Grammy.
No.
We don't need another Lotto. We don't need a older version of what these newer female rappers are doing because these people all are Nicki's kids. Don't try to latch on.
Yeah.
You're the innovator. Come on now. Unless you're ingratiated and you're kicking it with these folks in the studio and you really know the vibe, just stick to your lane.
Can we like switch it up, please? Because I'm so sick of hearing these sex songs. Oh my God. We get it. People fuck. We don't need the details.
At least once a week, there's somebody on some social media site that I'm the one talking about that all their kids sick. More than once, I've seen people talking about how their kid's been sick for a prolonged period of time. Mm-hmm. And that's scary.
Very.
For a lot of reasons, we decided not to put Nyla in daycare. And there is so much stuff going around. Mm-hmm. And daycare costs a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We could have figured it out, but there's just so much going around. We're going to be paying for her to get sick. Mm-hmm. And Nyla, you know, she's developing as a young lady to where, you know, she needs engagement. She needs interaction. Mm-hmm. You're studying every day because this is really like a job.
Yeah.
I'm working.
Oh, you know, I cried earlier. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make you cry again, but.
Oh, God.
Just how do you feel about the struggle of that? Do you feel like it's possible? Because I think that is possible.
I do.
You know, we're always talking about what we're going to do with Nyla.
Yeah.
You know, little baby. We're parents. Like, we're always trying to make sure she's comfortable and she's just in the best position we can put her in.
Yeah.
Because we'll be honest, bro. We're not super rich. You know what I'm saying? And with... Like, there were options that we had of daycares that we could have went to and we could afford. Mm-hmm. But just, like, what are we getting ourselves into? With the areas. Because I don't, you know, like, just with the areas that these places were in, it was like, yo, this isn't even really safe area.
Yep.
If it's the wrong type of day, we've entered into winter. If it's the wrong type of day, I might not be able to get down there that quick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, we have a lot of factors that go into this. Mm-hmm. And honestly, bro, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, but like, bro, like, we're definitely in a recession. And I can tell, mm-hmm. like, there are businesses that... There's businesses that are trying to stay afloat. I'll just tell y'all, bro, because you might see it on the video. We got flies, yo. And we're not dirty people. Like, we don't leave plates just sitting around for days. Like, we don't do the things that would warrant the amount of flies that we have in the house. But I know that, and you know, you can jump anytime because I know you got a lot to say about this. But, you know, like, I just kind of want to, you know, put it all together. Like, I know that it's not something that we do because, number one, there's mad flies outside because of the area that we live in.
Yeah.
And the person that used to live next door had a bee problem.
Yeah. They're still, it's wintertime now.
So we have things like, bro, we just got our place inspected and we about to have been here for almost 1.5 years.
Yeah.
Like, we got stuff like that going on, like just things are being missed at these jobs. Like, we're talking about this quiet quitting, bruh. A lot of people feel as they are, like, they're old things. They don't feel as, you know, they have to keep up on things and, you know, be abreast of things. That's why a lot of these people, like, when they were talking about, like, with the Facebook and the Twitter, mm-hmm. a lot of the reasons that some people got fired from those places is because they weren't assets to the company. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of things are missed nowadays. A lot of things.
Yeah. It's bad. Like, it's... Oh, yeah. Just to let you know, too, Aldi's, we always get stuff from Aldi's. I don't know why people be hating on Aldi's, but the shit tastes the same as Giant Eagle or Shop and Save or wherever you go. Publix, I don't know. But should be going up every week. Even if it's by a couple cents, them couple cents add up. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to interrupt you, but I need you to stay on topic. We was talking about the Nyla situation.
Oh, yeah.
Give your 2 cents on that, and then you can talk about Aldi's after.
Okay.
Do you feel that we made the right decision? Do you think first of all, let's talk about it, because this is something that's active in a lot of young parents. With the where, do you feel like Nile is where she needs to be as far as development goes?
I don't know. You want to know why I don't know? Because you know, you're told one thing by a pediatrician, okay? And then you see something else, maybe like by another pediatrician, maybe on social media. But I read across something not that long ago where they were talking about milestones and how they, I don't want to say they don't matter, but kind of they don't, because every child is differently. They develop at their own pace. Not every child is going to develop the exact same. I mean, everybody knows that, right? So I'm over here stressing because Nyla is about to be 16 months in a week and a half or 2 weeks, somewhere around there, okay? And I'm like, oh, she's not pointing. She doesn't clap. But I know Nyla's not, like, she knows these things. It's just she doesn't do them. And it makes me worried because I'm like, is that an issue? Like, is it, why isn't she doing them? Do you know what I mean? So, I'm still probably going to call early intervention just because me being a mom, I worry a lot. You know, I'm always like that. So I need to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do on my part. So I will be calling them, but yeah. Otherwise she's fine though. Like, cause when I took her to the doctor, they were like, she was like, well, she's running. How many words is she saying? Nyla can say 3 words now.
And she possibly will be saying more soon because
she's babbling enunciating a lot more.
Yeah, she's enunciating and babbling a lot.
So, but I got worried again because, like I was telling you, I don't hear her say mama. She still says dada, and she was saying baba, but I haven't heard her recently say that. But, like, you know, I've been teaching her to clap, and she'll clap every now and again. But
I think I also know. Like, with her babbling and, you know, she's actually watching different types of shows now.
Right.
Because, like, her interests are changing.
Right.
Because she used to be watching a lot. She used to be very heavy Miss Rachel. But now she's leaning over to the Elmo side.
Yeah.
We haven't turned on, another one that she watches is, what's it called?
The Little People?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she likes that show.
So, I mean, her stuff, she's not listening to Miss Rachel as much. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think she's tired of it. I think she's heard it too much.
But she's not, like, with you not working, she's not watching TV as much.
No. Mm-mm.
So, I think that we all are just going through a change because she's really starting to babble because, you know, because we're taking the binky a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, she's really starting to babble. I think she does a little bit. She does a lot of babbling now.
Yeah.
She does a lot of babbling. So, it's like Nyla's very, very adaptable. Like, because she was falling off. Like, she fell off. She was out climbing. She's learning how to climb. She's falling off the stairs a couple of times because, like, she's quick with it.
Yeah, she's very fast.
Like, one of us will be, like, Nyla will be over here, you know what I'm saying, and somebody will be going up the steps, and you'll be in there with her, but Nyla will run with you as you're going up the steps, and you go up the steps, and Nyla done crawled up a couple steps, and all of a sudden, she wants to turn around, so now she falls off the steps, and it's like, you can't, like, you look up, and she's falling off the steps.
Yeah.
Like, she's just at that age, but it's like, bro, like,
disclaimer. No children were harmed.
Yeah, anybody with a 1-year-old that is just very explorative and expressing their feelings and, like, really learning to see what they like.
Yeah,
she, like, you have to let them go a little bit. Like,
and it was one step. Like, yeah. It's not like she fell off. Like, five, six, seven steps.
Yeah, one step. Let's not say, let's not lie. It was, she was all on at least the second step at most.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I thought it was the first step.
No, I don't know. Because I never see her. I've only seen anytime I see her on the steps, I get her. But, like, I definitely heard her fall.
I think it was the one step. I don't think it was.
So, it's like, you know, she's fallen. She's fallen off of a short amount of steps. But she's fine.
Because, but here's the thing, too. Like, really quick. Like, Nyla is smart. And the fact that you taught her how to get off of a couch feet first in the matter of how many days? It didn't even take that long.
Yeah, like 2-3 days.
And she grasped it. Like, and she does it every single time. Like, she doesn't, the only time she'll need help is if she's like trying to get up. Mm-hmm. We may have to like turn her around sometimes just because she's like at a certain angle, and the way that she's at that angle, she might fall. So, but for the most part, she does it herself. And I say it every single time, feet first. She's so smart. She gets right down.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another reason why I said, I don't know. I don't know if she's.
Yeah, like she's
smart.
She can clap and she's pointing. She was waving today.
She was waving today.
Like, it's just like I don't know what it is. It's like she just
does it at her own leisure.
Yeah, she just does what she wants a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm one time, because like she's a baby, so like if she sees certain stuff, mm-hmm. she's just gonna grab it, or she just wants it.
Who do you think she gets that from?
You. Like, we're in the store today, and like she, like, bro, the reason why we're recording so late, because we went out and stuff, mm-hmm. and like we're that in the nice. Store. Yeah, it was nice to just get out.
Mm-hmm.
And she
even
was like,
though it's 28 degrees. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we still got to get out. And she has, like, Nyla has everything. So we got to have her wear it. Mm-hmm. She has all the jackets. So
yeah.
You got to have all her wear it. Yeah, she got jackets to wear, shoes
jumpsuits
to wear.
And she's you know set. Saying? So, I'm like, dang. Got more clothes than me.
Like, she, because we're trying to get her some slippers. And I'm like, I saw some slippers that she might like. And yeah. I don't know what it was that drew it to her, but she just grabbed onto those slippers and she like didn't let go. She's mad we had to take it to ring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nyla, she's very, very smart and she's very keen.
Yeah.
Like, she knows how to get you to do what she wants. Like,
yeah.
Say we're somebody sitting on the couch or standing by the couch, she'll mm-hmm. run up into you and likely act like she wants to hug you
mm-hmm.
so that you can pick her up, and then she's gonna climb off of you and climb to the couch. Like, she's very, like, it's like, she, Nyla knows what's going on.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
She's smart.
She, like, she's one of those people that she does things and then she wants to look for your reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, I just think that, like you say, like, you can't, like, the milestones, every child is different. She got teeth coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was teething for the longest.
Yeah.
And she got teeth. She had mad teeth coming. You just got to sit back and watch. You know what I'm
so
saying?
Funny.
That is all we have for this week. Tap in with us. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with the Linktree. All of our platforms are on there.
Yes.
Like, subscribe, comment if you like the show or if you want to give an opinion on something we talked about. And fuck with us. We out.
Peace.